Welcome to the Drunk Guys Book Club, where books are just for school, where book clubs are just for women, and this beer is the shit.
I'm Mike.
I'm Nate.
I'm Jimmy.
And we're the Drunk Guys, and today we are reading our most difficult read yet, Everyone Poops by Taro Gomi.
And I'm starting with the beer. So, guys, what do you think would have a lot of fiber? What do you think it would be?
Bran.
Special Reserve Broccoli?
You found a Bran beer?
No, but Special Reserve Broccoli?
Oh,
this is Broccoli Special Reserve by Other Half.
It sounds brand new.
That's what this beer is. Bran coffee broccoli beer, and just empty out.
I was looking for a coffee beer for this because like they make you poop. But there was one that was called like hard coffee, and I just didn't want to drink that.
Oh, no.
You want to sleep in the next 48 hours?
Because yeah, I never fucking drink coffee, so that would have fucked me up. Unlike these beers. And this book, which is a classic, a modern classic, relatively. I don't know when it came out. When did it come out?
1977.
Oh, damn. Is it that old?
Or as Nate calls it, just yesterday. So it came out in 1977, but was not published in English until the 90s.
Well, they were wondering, like, what's this happening to us? I hope there's a book out there that can explain this.
Yeah, there was the jury's still out.
They're not sure everyone poops in America, so they had to wait. They had to do a study.
But it is one of my favorite things. It was published in a children's book series. That's the title in English is Masterpieces of the Friends of Science. Like, what the fuck do they think science is in Japan? Taking dumps is science.
The Friends of Science sounds like the bureaucratic name for the people that did experiments during World War II.
I think the Friends of Science, isn't that what the Quakers are formerly known as? Like, what is...
That's the ones who go to college, yeah. Friends of Science.
It's the Christian Scientists, or the Friends of Science.
Oh, yes, followers of Christ, comma, scientist.
Yeah. Not to be confused with Christ, the, you know, carpenter or whatever.
Yeah. We don't know, but he has an associate's degree in chemistry.
He audited a couple of classes through the extension school.
I figured it out. I got it. Much like pooping.
Well, you know, everyone does it. So
apparently,
I didn't know until yesterday that this book was called Everyone Poops. I thought it was Everybody Poops. Not that that matters at all, but I've been calling it Everybody Poops
for
35 years now.
Well,
and,
you know what?
That's wrong.
I googled it. Does everyone poop? And it turns out there's a kind of dust mite that doesn't poop.
Does it just die? Is it,
I don't know. And there's like bacteria doesn't poop sometimes, depending on. So this book is a lie.
I thought they were Friends of Science.
Nope.
This is false advertising.
This is the Emperor's propaganda.
That's why you don't trust the Friends of Science. You have to trust the actual science.
That's true. The Friends of Science just use it for nefarious
so
purposes.
It starts off teaching some important lessons about poop. Namely, that camels take poops that are in proportion to how many humps they have.
I mean, that's
just kidding.
That's science.
That's literally in the book. A one hump camel makes a one hump poo, and you're like, that does make sense, actually.
But you know what both
and
camels
then,
do?
Poo.
After they're done, they wipe, and sometimes when you wipe, it just keeps going. You're like, what's going on? There's still poop, and then eventually you're done, and it's like everything was forever until it was no more. Which we had on the Passenger episode, because it sounded like a Cormac McCarthy line, but it also applies to wiping your ass, especially after you've had Arby's. These are still the meats.
I still have them.
This is a 10% stout from Threes. Oh. Full-bodied, complex, dark fruits.
Those will also make you regular.
Yeah. It is full-bodied and complex, and it is pretty good. It's one of those ones that tastes more like a, more of those like really, not like a pastry style sweet, but like those like really...
Tastes like prunes?
So, then it's like the author takes you... It takes you through some important lessons about poop. Mainly that different animals make different poops. And that's, I guess that's probably exciting when you're a kid.
I mean, it's still exciting when you're an adult, depending on what you're into. I mean, I knew before I went to music school, I was a primatology major. I don't know if we've discussed this here, but I left when I found out it wasn't...
picked something really important.
It wasn't just playing with monkeys, so I stopped. But a friend of my sister's...
Did you ever have to spank them?
No, we didn't even get to touch
any. Like when they misbehave.
Well, no, they like that. But a friend of my sister's joined that program and got her PhD. She went to Madagascar to like follow lemurs. And she just was sampling their shit all the time. So her job was literally dealing with the poop for months in the jungle. And it's like, I'm glad that I didn't do that.
Yeah, so much of like animal like zoology is really not fun.
The way I've heard it is people saying like, "Oh, I love science," and scientists are like, "No, you love data. You do not love science. Science sucks.
It's a lot of lab hours and paperwork,
and pipettes,
and grant writing, yeah. And it's all shitty, much like poop."
Yeah, so, literally.
This book also introduced, mixed in there, are some good riddles, like some thinkers. Which end is the snake's behind?
It's near their tail.
The fucking butt part. Like,
well, they don't have
cheeks.
It
has a face.
You know, it doesn't have cheeks, so you can't tell. But there's a little butthole near the tail.
But did you look at the page that has a whale taking a shit?
Yeah. He seems like he's really stressing.
I couldn't tell. This is fucked up. If the whale is grimacing and squinting, or if he's supposed to look Asian, because it has a right look at it.
In context, this book is Japanese, and I did not know that. And so the little boy in it, I wondered what the fuck they were doing drawing the kid like that.
Yeah, those Asian kids are kid people too. They poop as well.
Yeah, like they gave him just the lines for eyes, and I was stunned, and then I found out that it's Japanese book. I was like, okay,
actually, all the animals and the little boy, they just have lines for eyes. It's literally every single one.
But they're all shitting.
They're all like, but he's doing that like while he's like flushing. Also, he's like straight shirt cocking it. The kid takes his underwear off to go take a shit. So that's he's got the right idea.
Shirt cocking?
Yeah. That's what he's doing.
Is that
he's
a thing?
Yeah, shirt cocking. Just wearing a shirt and nothing underneath. Winnie the Poohing, Donald the Ducking, shirt cocking.
I have lived this life, but I didn't know it had a name.
I'm going to Google it.
It was the way God intended for us to shit.
Do you feel seen?
Shirt cocking. Shirt cocking is a question on Reddit. Why is shirt cocking, quote unquote, wrong? Oh my God. It's on the Burning Man subreddit. That's why, man. Because you're at a public event. That's why. Like, why am I the asshole for showing my dick off to strangers? Like, that's it's what the fuck, man?
That's enough, Mr. Musk.
I like to believe it's actually him.
So then, I mean, I don't know what whale poop looks like. I'm going to Google that right now.
Whales have the biggest poops.
I mean, it only makes sense. Oh my God. Today I learned whale poop helps keep our oceans alive.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God. There's an entire Wikipedia article called whale feces.
Yeah. It's one of those things that like, it's like falls to the ocean floor and sustains just ecosystems of like invertebrates and small animals. It's fucking crazy. It's like, it's like flies on land people shit.
I need to, as opposed to the sea people, I need to see a picture of whale shit. That's what I want, Wikipedia, not your handy doodles.
Duties, you mean?
Oh my. Some of these pictures, it looks like, you know, hamburger patties.
It also has to fall through miles of ocean, so the idea that it's still together is impressive.
Well, these are fresh ones. They're like right by the surface. A whale just came by and was a shower. And it's
he's exerting dominance.
It looks like poop.
I mean, there's looks like a few things more dominant than taking a shit bigger than most things you've seen.
That's why LBJ would take all those meetings in the bathroom so he could shit in front of people.
And just let his dick hit his ankles.
I know what whale poop looks like now. And if you pause the podcast to look it up, you do too.
We all are learning through this book. It's we didn't expect to, but we are learning.
I thought I had known a lot about shitting, but
it's like one of the top three things you talk about.
It's one of the top two things I do.
Is it number two?
Yeah, the first one is your mom.
Yeah. So then we learn that grown-ups poop, and when they do, they read the newspaper while smoking a pipe, which is a hysterical image.
That's to deal with the smell.
And then there's a really awkward picture of a child spread eagle taking a shit naked.
Yeah, some of those pictures are like, I didn't need this much detail.
It's like, oh, look at this little schmeckle there. That his balls are falling into that turd. I hope that person that left the review that said I'm pretty sure they were talking about me, only makes like immature penis jokes. I hope they're listening now.
These are little descriptions.
This is in the book.
It's in the book.
We are quoting
the picture of this child's dick.
Page 19. There is that the page number that is?
Yeah, who
page
19. Like
there is some CP.
He's doing a full split. If anything, that would push the cheeks closer together. That's just gonna make a mess.
It's like that thing where you like put your thumb over a water fountain and spray at people. He's doing that with his butt cheeks. Then we learn some animals are fucking assholes and they just leave their shit and don't even notice it's happening.
Yeah, most of them.
I mean, some animals. Yeah, that's what makes us human, is our bashfulness about taking dumps.
Since I got a cat, you know, he needs a little house to go into to do it in secret. But I want to say the size of my forearm, maybe 4 pounds. And he makes the shits that smell like the bathroom at a Sunoco in Mississippi. And he laughs. He laughs.
So then, you know.
So the climax of the book, where all the plot really comes together here. There's a real noticeable through line.
Well, I mean, is it the second or maybe the third thing that happens?
Look, we did this because Rainbow Fish was too short and we needed a second episode for the week.
So stupid. So I do have a question. You know, I maybe this book, as a friend of science, was written to explain taking a dump to children. But I think the reason you explained to kids, you know, to taking a shit is because you want to potty train them. And there's really nothing in this book about that. It's just like saying everyone takes a dump sometimes. Anywhere.
Maybe
dumps
it's to deal with like
everywhere.
Shy children who's like, I don't want to talk about that. That's impolite. I'm a Puritan.
It's all right. Well, yeah, you may not want to talk about it, but we're certainly smelling it in your pants, Ichiro. Like, it's
one of the Goodreads reviews that came up top was a woman who was like, this book was useful for me, potty training my kid. She's, you know, she just kept dumping in her underwear. I was like, oh my God. So I guess it
Wait,
is.
You,
I don't have a kid.
Count
I've never
this
potty
as
trained
a read
him. I mean,
on Goodreads.
I mean, you know, you got to get credit for it.
I didn't even think.
I mean,
of putting
I haven't put it up yet, but I will.
Oh yeah, I read it. I read it with my eyes. Every Not even word. An audiobook. This is a situation where the audiobook wouldn't really count because it's really about the pictures of that weird child's dick. And the whale taking a shit.
You gave it 4 stars.
Hey, you know.
You got to give it 2 stars.
It's not a perfect work because not everyone poops. That's not true. But besides that, it really nails it.
Fake news.
If anything, it's inaccurate. The science has been updated.
Debunked.
They need a new version. It's like, hey, almost everybody poops, okay? Pretty much everything poops.
I think there's other books in the series, like everybody sharts. Would be
I don't know really if everybody does one. Shart. I don't know if animals shart.
That's
depends what they ate.
I'm talking. I'm
is there like an Arby's human. For animals?
My review. I rated it. My review says eye opening,
brown eye opening.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a beer that was called like the Eye of Jupiter. I was like, I could work with that. Like the brown eye of Jupiter.
We have had that beer before and probably made that.
Yeah, probably. I thought this one was funnier because it seemed so serious.
So at the end of the book, we learn that anything that eats has to poop, which is probably not true. Jimmy's saying. Always fucking ruining our fun with science.
Look, they made a book at it. I got to find out if it's true. I'm not going to be lied to.
Yeah, that's what this was. This was Japan's second Pearl Harbor. Sneak attacked us with some bullshit.
No, bulls do shit. That's fine.
They do. But
as opposed to mite shit, which they don't, which I guess... is irony? I don't know.
If you have too much iron in your shit, that's a problem too.
Yeah, that too. I don't know.
So yeah.
Everyone should read it. In case you're unaware. People need to know.
Stupid. Nate, what did you think?
I'm just looking forward to Nate's Photoshop for this one. It's a beer can over the kid's dick.
Oh no. Hadn't even thought of that.
Can it be a beer taking a shit?
What I think, I have no thoughts. Honestly, who needs to read it? Who should read it?
Everyone who has an account on ratemypoo.com.
If you can read, you shouldn't have to read this book. Yet I can see why. If you have a small child, why this might be educational. And they'd probably find it hilarious.
It's objectively funny. Also, docking part of a star, the list is incomplete.
By just a little.
Just a little.
Only 20 million species left out.
I mean, you can go broad and you can get like one nuthatch in there. I don't need every variation of a nuthatch, but I need to know that the nuthatch is shit.
It's going to be like that scene in Forrest Gump where Bubba lists all the shrimp things you could eat.
It's just like that, yeah.
And this book is 14,000 pages long. Just like, meadowlarks also poop. Just turn the page and platypuses poop.
Wombats poop a cube.
Don't rabbits poop, eat it, and then poop it again?
Only sometimes. They have special... night poops they do that they eat. The regular poops they don't eat.
Poops after dark is one of my adult fictions I'm working on. What would have been actually helpful to know as a teenage boy when I thought this was a hysterical concept for a book would have been ladies poop too. Because you don't think about that when you're trying. You're like, girls have boobs and stuff. And it's like, oh, I don't want to think about them pooping. But that's actually
yeah, I really
want to
see the... who wrote Romana Quimby? Very clearly? Judy Blume. I would say the Judy Blume of Everybody Poops.
I believe it's Freckle Juice makes you poop a lot. Isn't that one of her books?
Yeah, I think Freckle Juice is hers, yeah.
Are you there, Charmin? It's me, Margaret.
Super Fudge. Anyway.
Yeah. Goose Dumps. Just go all the children's books.
You mean Goose Blumps?
Goose Blumps is still my favorite thing, probably ever.
Yeah, if you just Google Goose Blumps, that doesn't come up.
I know, you have to know.
It's just like, did you mean Goosebumps? Like, no.
No,
honestly, I did not mean Goosebumps. I promise. Show me the picture. Everyone, take your time. Find the image of Goose Blumps. You could use that for the picture of this.
Yeah, Goose Plus. Is so funny. You can't find it, actually. I don't know how to find it. It's like been wiped from the internet. No, come on. Goose Plus has to be out there.
It's on 4chan somewhere. I don't know.
I think I just saved it on my phone.
Anyway, happy Children's Week book that we accidentally
Geese poop.
Did.
R.L. Stein poops.
Allegedly. Tell us what you thought. Send us an email to drunkguysbookclub@gmail.com.
And follow us on Twitter at dumpguysbc.
Or go to Facebook and Instagram. We're on there. Look us up.
And find us on Rate My Poo.
It's You'll a team effort. See if you can guess who's or who's. It's if you guess correctly, we'll send you something.
It's
You're
like
not going to like
it. It's like the Neapolitan ice cream. Just, oh, I think that middle stripe there is the extra fudge.
And check out the Hopped Up network of independent poo podcasters. And thanks for listening.